Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Trade deficits are not an emergency because the U.S. has run a trade deficit for 49 years. President Trump is expressing frustration with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the stalled peace talks with Ukraine. National security reporter Olivia Gazis tells us Russia is engaging in their own style of diplomacy.
In the past, Russia has, of course, come to these meetings with lower-level officials sort of cynically proposing the same litany of maximalist demands that Russia has always made when it's come to play in these talks. They don't move the ball forward, but the Russians can say, hey, we proposed a meeting. A meeting has been had.
Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley are out of prison after getting their Trump pardon.
Todd Chrisley had been serving a 12-year sentence at Florida's Pensacola Minimum Security Men's Federal Prison with a release date of April 2032.
I'm just so grateful that I'm going to leave here with my dad.
His daughter, Savannah, who got the pardon phone call a day earlier.
I was walking into the grocery store when I got the call from the president.
Was outside the Florida prison waiting for him. Her mom, Julie, was serving a 7-year sentence at a prison in Lexington, Kentucky.
Correspondent Matt Piper. Vice President Vance headlined the world's largest Bitcoin conference, as CBS's Andres Gutierrez reports.
Vice President J.D. Vance joined the Bitcoin conference in Las Vegas to sing the praises of cryptocurrency.
We're talking about genuine, ground-up innovation.
The vice president is the highest-ranked politician at this year's conference. President Trump's two sons, Don Jr. and Eric, were there too.
In Minnesota, two men convicted for being part of a large-scale human smuggling operation have been sentenced. U.S. Attorney Lisa Kirkpatrick accused them of reckless disregard for human life.
The defendants sent into that weather 11 migrants. Indian nationals were not dressed appropriately, were ill-prepared for the weather they faced that night.
Those people included a family of four who froze to death in blizzard conditions. One of the men got 10 years and deportation. The other got 6.5 years in prison. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Well, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
1 week after a deadly shooting, the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. will reopen today.
The day begins with a solemn reopening ceremony honoring the memories of Yaron Lischinsky and Sarah Milgram, the two Israeli embassy staffers who were killed outside the museum last Thursday. The program includes remarks from local elected officials, along with museum and interfaith leaders. The alleged attacker shouted "Free Palestine" while being taken into custody and faces federal murder charges. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Federal Reserve officials agreed to hold off on any interest rate moves while they evaluate the impact of President Trump's tariffs on inflation, unemployment, and the economy. Minutes from their May 6-7 meeting just released show almost all of the 19 officials saw a risk that, quote, inflation could prove to be more persistent than expected, a reason they left interest rates unchanged. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some sprinkles and light showers around the area overnight. Mostly cloudy skies and lower 50s with a light west breeze. Thursday, mostly cloudy skies. A few showers developing in the afternoon. Otherwise, a high reaching the lower 60s. Sprinkles in Thursday night. It's 53 at our studios.
WRJN. I look out picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Papa would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. A boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Yeah.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. It's time to best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone, I'm destined to leave with misery. My only company may come today, and it might come tomorrow. When you needed me, I was always there, and I wasn't there.
Ain't no river wide.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Show me tonight, yeah. She got the way to move. ketchup on.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Thank you.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. We'll be right back.
just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back because they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
we can go. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The White House is fighting back after a three-judge federal panel ruled President Trump cannot use emergency powers to levy his wide-ranging tariffs. Jake Rosen has more on that decision.
The ruling issued by a panel of judges in the U.S. Court of International Trade stopped the sweeping 10% tariffs Mr. Trump put on virtually every U.S. trading partner on his, quote, Liberation Day last month, with higher tariffs threatened for dozens of countries. The court also blocked a separate set of tariffs imposed on China, Mexico, and Canada by the Trump administration, which has cited drug trafficking and illegal immigration as why these tariffs needed to be in place.
The Trump administration has already filed an appeal. He may have been the most prominent member of President Trump's team in Washington, but now he has departed.
Billionaire Elon Musk has announced on his social media platform X that he's leaving his position within President Trump's cost-cutting task force. Mr. Musk has led the Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, since its inception this year. He said his scheduled time as a special government employee had come to an end, and he thanked Mr. Trump for the opportunity.
BBC's Gurvinda Gill reporting. Israel has just announced it will establish 22 Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, including the legalization of outposts already built without government authorization. The Trump administration will, quote, aggressively revoke visas of some Chinese students in the U.S. Correspondent Matt Piper fills us in.
In a statement